I had no idea how much reach and how much power is in videos. Videos create that personal touch with your clients. Videos allow you to build rapport and trust a lot quicker than any stagnant post, any Canva post. So be yourself. Most of your clients will Google you and check out your social media before they even speak to you. So the question is, how do entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and experts scale to create a massive business all while having fun and impacting lives? Welcome to The Raquel Show. I'm your host, Raquel Quinette, business coach, real estate entrepreneur, investor, wife, and sports mom. This podcast will give you real quick tips, strategies, tools, and inspire you to help you play bigger in business and in life. Are you ready? Let's grow to the next level. Welcome to The Raquel Show. This show is for entrepreneurs who want to play bigger in business and in life. And I just want to say, I am so grateful for all your shares, your messages, and your reviews. And if there is ever any topic or something that you want to talk about on the show, or even be a guest on this show, send me a DM and my team would be happy to reach out and see what we could actually make happen. This past week, I attended a video content event for a real estate agent. It was my very first one. The event was 2 jam-packed days of just content creation, video, all things video, marketing, and I think content is something that I've always battled with from even the early days of social media, the early days of Facebook. And my team will tell you, it is so uncomfortable for me when it comes to content days. I dread them and definitely always feel like a beginner, especially in events like this. I know when I go to these types of conferences, I am a sponge and a student that always wants to learn. And at the same time, I always want to implement all the things all at once. But let me tell you, don't do that. That is one mistake that I've learned, because when you want to basically implement all the things without strategy, you can drive your team crazy. And sometimes it's slowing down to let the team know, this is the reason why we're going to go in this direction. This is the reason why we're going to go with our content in this way. So what I would say is take a few things anytime that you go to a conference, especially when you're learning something new, is take just one or two ideas and execute on that. And then maybe revisit your notes a week from when you left the conference and maybe put deadlines. You might find that not everything you've learned is important, or everything that you've learned you actually want to execute on, because it will be dependent on where your business is at. Never stop learning. And coaches also never stop learning. Being a student is somewhat uncomfortable, especially when you're learning something new. You may feel like you should be further along with what you're learning, or even when you're listening to some of the speakers on these panels. Just because you have been successful in some things in your business, whether it's marketing, in other areas, especially when it comes to content creation and creativity, it may not happen right away. Lately, I can tell you, I gotta be honest, is I have been feeling like our social media, our podcast, all the different platforms have been all over the place. And sometimes we don't even post. And one of my coaches said, Raquel, trust the process. So if you've been feeling like things aren't clicking, or things aren't working, or you're feeling burnt out or unmotivated, or even questioning what's next for when it comes to marketing, what's next when it comes to lead generation, this episode is for you and you're not alone. I say trust the timing of your growth in your life. Trust the process. means you don't always have control as much as you would like to think that you do. Just remain flexible. It's an opportunity to absolutely remain flexible. And today I want to share with you 6 important things that I learned about video marketing at my very first real estate video marketing conference. Number one is find the people who have done it, who have tested it, and who've actually had success. What most of them said is they created content for 6 months, even up to a year before ever getting their first lead. So for some of you guys that have been on social media or on Instagram and you've been creating content and you got a lead within a week, consider yourself lucky. I think having the right expectation when it comes to any type of marketing that you're testing is so key. Number two is stay consistent and play the long game. My mentor told me that you can suck, but you can't skip. And we get better by actually doing. You just need reps. And when you have reps, you can identify where some of the gaps are. Number three is your videos with your energy is more important than the equipment you use. Let me repeat that. Your videos with your energy is far more important than the equipment you use. Of course, you can get high quality produced videos, but I was actually shocked to know that most of the content creators that I was listening to shot with their iPhones, shot with their phones. So don't let equipment hold you back from getting your message and your marketing out there. Number four is know your strategy in video is so key and so important, especially if you are on YouTube. If you're going to specialize in a certain city, in a certain area, people will most likely binge on your content. Let's say, for example, if you were talking about Scottsdale and all the brand new homes and you were showcasing all the new homes, they would most likely binge on your channel. Or if you were doing community videos or doing lifestyle video. And what I learned is that having a strategy and some type of structure is important. Not only for the algorithms, but for your audience, because when people search you, they will be searching for a specific topic, whether it's real estate in Scottsdale, but they're going to want to know about community. They're going to want to know about the new homes. They're going to want to know about the lifestyle. So understand that your structure will be important when you batch content or when you create videos. Number five is there is so much power in videos. I had no idea how much reach and how much power is in videos. Videos create that personal touch with your clients. Videos allow you to build rapport and trust a lot quicker than any stagnant post, any Canva post. So be yourself. Most of your clients will Google you and check out your social media before they even speak to you. And in this day and age, people will social stalk you. Last but not least is create videos that cause engagement. It shouldn't be a look at me page. I've seen some agents out there and I've seen some clients that it's definitely when you look at their page with even the things that they buy, the cars that they buy or the whatever they showcase, it is a look at me page. That's not necessarily the direction that a lot of your clients will use you. It's also why stories continue to perform over posts because they're in the now moments. Your audience can react and you can start to have conversations. The whole reason why we leverage video and social media and content is to create conversations. And as a bonus tip, here are some of the top performing videos if you are a real estate agent. One is property tours, just add your flavor to them. And then two is new home build videos because a lot of the new subdivisions and the builders don't necessarily advertise and put all of their floor plans or all of their spec homes. So that's hitting right now. Number three is community videos. Four is lifestyle videos. People want to know what is it like to live in Scottsdale. Number five is market update videos. Be educational, but not boring. You've all seen it where we've had market update videos and they're absolutely boring. I got to see at this event some market update videos that were very entertaining. So I would probably go on YouTube and see Where are the entertaining market videos? If that's what you want to put on your feeds. The pros and cons of living in your city. So the pros and cons of living in Scottsdale, or the top five neighborhoods in Scottsdale. And number eight is the top five things to do in your city. So the top five things to do in Scottsdale will create a wider reach, but eventually they'll land on your page and then they'll see that you do real estate. Remember, it's important to build connections, engagement, and relationship through leveraging social media, but you have to move them off the platform. And what I like to say is get them from your DMs to your CRMs, because social media, Facebook, IG, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, those are all rented platforms. Have a backup, as you never know if something can happen to your account or it can get shut down. And I've had clients that have had their social media in jail, or they've gotten shut down and they've lost all the connections and all of that database. My challenge for you today is look at where you are getting the most engagement from your content and see, should I be doing a video on that? Video marketing is not going away, and I'm learning more and more about it. Matter of fact, most of my conferences this year are around video marketing. So I will continue to let all of our clients and our community like this one know what's going on. Thank you all for hanging out with me on another quick episode. And if you want to know what our community is up to, go to letsplaybigger.com, because we have some special training that we're doing, as well as some events that you may want to be a part of. Until our next episode, don't forget to keep playing bigger. Thank you for listening to this episode and hanging out with me today. If you're loving The Raquel Show and you've gotten value from it for your business or your life, please don't forget to hit the follow button so you never miss an episode. I'd love to connect with you further, so text me at www.textraquel.com and send me a message. You'll be added to our VIP list for updates and special events we're hosting for our community. I look forward to hanging out with you on the next episode.